פרק י"ג, סעיף מ"ו. שימוש במחטות לחוץ, with baby wipes. אסור להשתמש בממחטות לחוץ, אמנות לנקות תינוק או למטרה אחרת משום איפה סחיטה. One's not allowed to use baby wipes. Why? Because the way one uses baby wipes is because they've got moisture inside the cloth. The way one uses it is that the moisture should come out of the cloth and go onto the body or go onto the surface which one wants to clean. So what are you doing? You are doing a proper issa from schita. You are squeezing out the bad from the cloth, the liquid. The issa from schita. In the footnote he says there are some people who want to say that one can squeeze it out before Shabbos. So on Shabbos there shouldn't be enough wet in order to make tefach al noslat. Yeah? And you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. The ikaron, that should be okay. But in the Ramah, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, says that one's not allowed to do such a thing on Yom Kippur. One's not allowed to go and take a cloth and soak it before Shabbos and squeeze it out before Yom Kippur and use it on Yom Kippur because we are worried maybe the person will squeeze it out enough. So the same thing is, he says in the footnote, with baby wipes, one can't go and squeeze them out before Shabbos and say, I've squeezed them out enough. Therefore, there's no problem on using them on Shabbos. We've got gzera, like we said on Yom Kippur, that one's not allowed to do that because maybe he's going to squeeze it out, he's not going to squeeze it out enough, and it'll be a problem from Shita on Shabbos. סעיף ממזיים, סחיטת נייה. אין לשרות נייה במים או לקנח בו את השולחון או הסקופו יקיוט בזה. משום שמכוון לסחיטת המים מהנייה, מה זה בכלל מלאכת מפרק. One's not allowed to go and soak paper, if it's toilet paper, or if it's other sorts of paper, in water, in juice, in some sort of a substance, in order to go and clean with it the table or a person's body because it's got a problem from sita. What do you want to do? You want to go and clean the surface with the juice, with the liquid which is inside the paper. To go and clean it with the paper, you want to squeeze out from the paper to the surface. Now you're not allowed to do that. That's considered sita. Without libun, he says in the footnote, it shouldn't be a problem because you're not considered you're cleaning the cloth. You're cleaning the paper with the water because the paper afterwards you throw out. So you can't say you're cleaning it. The problem is, gosh, you are squeezing out from the paper to the surface you want to clean it with. You're not allowed to do that. Sif memchet, matlit retuvah munechet bekiyo. If you've got a soaked rag or cloth which is inside the sink, מטליס שרויה במים המונחת בקיאו קיוט וזה מוטה לא יציאה. That's a big, big חידוש. If a person's got a soaked rag, cloth, inside the קיאו, inside the sink, one's allowed to take it out. Why does he say you're allowed to take it out? He says there's no problem from schita. He says in the footnote, no problem from schita with the taking it out. That means, what could be the problem? Even himself, he says maybe it should be the problem, but he shows riot that it's not the problem. Maybe that because you touch it, the touching yourself squeezes out from it the juice, the substance which is inside it, the water which is inside it. It brings a riot that the Mishnah Berurah, from the Mishnah Berurah, that what? That there's no problem from holding it, and the holding it will not go make the substance come out from it, the water come out from it. Now he brings a raya that there's no problem holding it. The problem is only maybe you go and maybe you will do some squeezing out, and you will want to squeeze it out. What about this problem? You want to squeeze it out? We don't have a problem wanting to squeeze out from something which is usual to be watery. Usually is got water inside it and it doesn't disturb it. A rag is normally made to go and be wet. So there's no problem from there. Maybe you're going to go and squeeze it out from something which is normally wet. The arag has got no problem. For anything like arag, something which is a cloth which is made to be used for cleaning or made to be wet, there's no problem that maybe you're going to squeeze it out. What could be the problem is the touching, the holding. He says, he brings riyas, that the holding is not a problem from that skita with the holding itself, that is mukhach, it's going to be a psikresha that you're going to go and squeeze out by holding. That's what he says. I saw other people wanted to say there is a problem from holding it. A koppen, according to everybody, if you take it out with a spoon or something, it won't be a problem because you're not holding it. You're not squeezing it. But a koppen, he says, the Aruch HaShabbos says, you're allowed to go and take it out with your hands.